Welcome back to Argue Myself. I'm your host of the speech impediment, Anthony Rousseau, and the co-host of So What Like Me,
John Lucero.
Join us as we talk about what we love most.
Movies.
On today's episode, we're going to talk about award shows and the Wiggly. Today's episode, we're going to talk about
award season.
Yes, we are. So, it is currently April 2021. And that means award season is in full drive as of today. Last night was the SAG Awards. And a whole bunch of more award shows are supposed to happen. And Oscars this season is set in end of April. It was delayed because of the pandemic, which has made this Oscar season very, very long.
Oh yeah,
it's been a tiring season. It's gone from like having all these predictions because all these movies are supposed to come out, like In the Heights, West Side Story, French Dispatch, Respect, all those Dune. Big films. Oh, Dune, yeah. And just for all of them getting delayed to this next year. So this means this got to be a pretty good 2022. Better be a good Oscar season.
Yeah.
I think I lost you there. Hello?
Yeah, sorry. I'm here.
So I think we should give a little history of the Oscars before we start talking about the award season in total. So award season is for awards for the films, as we all know. Academy Awards was the first ever award show ever.
Yeah. It was a long time ago, was it not?
Yes. Can you guess what year? If you're not looking at the paper, you know.
No, I'm not looking at it. I'm gonna say 1929.
You got it on the jaw.
Actually?
Yeah.
No, I actually didn't cheat, I promise.
Okay, give me the date. I want the date.
The date?
Yes.
That's not fair.
Location. I'm just kidding.
Location. I'm going to say October
20th, 21st. Okay, May 16th.
Okay.
It was held, the ceremony was held on May 16th of 1929 at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, located in Los Angeles. The first ever Best Picture winner was a film called Wings. It was a private dinner with 36 banquet tables with only 207 people attended, and tickets cost only $5, which is equivalent to $75 in 2019 money.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, which nowadays, I don't even think you could buy tickets to go to the Oscars.
Yeah.
It was basically what the Golden Globes is now. We have mixed feelings on the Golden Globes. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
And as we stated, that's basically the history of the Oscars. It has changed. Categories have disappeared, been added, been removed. In some cases, they were added, but then removed like a week later, aka the most pop, the Best Popular Film of the Year award.
Yeah.
I wanted that to happen.
Yeah, I wanted it to happen too, because some movies that wouldn't get nominated normally would get nominated and probably win an Oscar.
Yeah. Well, when the year was supposed to come out, everyone was talking about films that could get nominated, like Infinity Wars, Black Panther, Mamma Mia 2, Mission Impossible 6, I think that's what the one was out.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that those films barely ever get recognition at the Oscars, even for like categories they should be, like visual effects, cinematography, and score. They still get nominations, which is weird. You know why? Because it's rigged.
Yes.
Almost as much as the Golden Globes and the Tonys, but not as much as the Tonys.
I can't even watch the Tonys.
Yeah, if you don't know what the Tonys is, it's the Broadway Awards. That's basically what it is, and it's rigged. We'll move on. So we're going to talk about the main award contenders of this season. And I'm going to say them, and John, you just spit out anything you want to say about the film.
All right,
okay. Sound of Metal.
Okay, I want to watch this movie. Oh, and I haven't seen most of these movies, but
we've seen a lot of clips.
Yeah, Sound of Metal looks like a really good movie.
Oh yeah, the acting performance looks great.
And that's crazy from the acting performance from that dude, because he's never really been in a big Oscar movie like that or any really big movie. The only other movie I can really tell you right off the top of my head, he's in Venom 2 as the villain, and he was all right.
Just Venom. You said Venom 2.
Oh, Venom, sorry.
It looks amazing. We have to watch it. I think it's on Amazon.
Yeah, I think so too.
May Rainey's Black Bottom. I still haven't watched this yet.
Me either, but well, from what I heard, it's a pretty good movie, and Chadwick Boseman killed it.
Yeah. And apparently so did Viola Davis, because she won the SAG Award last night.
Yeah.
The Father. Skip. Did you just burp?
Nah. The same thing happened to me.
Oh, okay. The Father, Mink, Minari, Trial of Chicago 7. I love Trial of Chicago 7. Very well done. Well made script. Good cinematography. Good acting. Skip. Judas and the Black Masada.
Messiah.
Masada, sorry.
Messiah.
Okay. What he said. Daniel Kaluuya, love him. Looks great in the film. Give him his Oscar.
Yeah. Daniel Kaluuya, he's a really good actor. And I'm glad he's starting to get like show for it. Because like he'd been near, he should have, be honest, he should have won for Get Out, but at least he has a really good chance of winning this year.
Yeah, he should have won for Get Out. That performance was amazing. Get Out should have won Best Picture, but we won't talk about that now. Maybe for another video. One Night in Miami. You want to explain this one?
I'm not trying to tell you wrong, but from what I know, it's a movie about Sam Cooke, Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, and Malcolm X. It's just all of them together one night telling how they feel, basically. So I'm excited to see how that... I'm excited to see what happens, because didn't want his face get nominated.
Morty Jr.
Yeah, for Best Actor.
Best Supporting.
Oh, okay.
We love Wesley Arnold Jr.'s household.
Yes.
Nomadland. Want to watch it? Don't want to cry, though. Promising Young Women. This is like the thriller movie of the year, I guess you could say. Anyone calls it a thriller? I don't really think it's a thriller. But it's really well done. It's really great. I like how it talks about he said, she said situation. It does it very well. Acting's amazing. Carey Mulligan's great. Skip. Borat 2. The subsequent film.
I'm surprised this was nominated. This doesn't look like a movie that would be nominated.
Yeah. This film has done surprisingly well this whole award season. Baffles me. Next, Hillbilly Elegy.
Wait, that was nominated?
Yes, they got 2 Oscar nominations.
Okay.
This is a Ron Howard film. It's not as good as the book. Movie's a little weird. Glenn Close is good. Is it Close or Klaus? I think it's Close.
It's Klaus.
Amy Adams is in it too. She's good. Not her best work. But
yeah, the Muppets. Not playing.
No, Enchanted.
Enchanted, duh. Yeah. I was about to say Enchanted.
Okay, yeah, Enchanted. She should have gotten nominated for Enchanted. That's a hot take. Soul should have been nominated for Best Picture. That's my
opinion. Yeah, me too.
Emma, this film stars Anya Taylor-Joy. Love her. Skip. The Five Bloods, only 1 Oscar nomination. Amazing film. Amazing acting. Don Rio should have basically won the category, but... And a film called Another Round. Which is, I want to say, out of Spain or France's film of the year to be in the Oscars. And it got two nominations for Best International Film and Best Director, which was shocking. We'll talk more about that in a second.
Yeah.
And I think it's time to move on to what has won the most awards of the season. This can affect the whole award season. And number one, to basically no one's surprise, is Nomadland of 135 wins.
I thought you were say some random thing just to trick people.
Oh, I should have been like The Prom. this list of how many wins was April 4th. This was done April 4th, early in the morning, so before the SAG Awards. So this hasn't been refixed yet. Nomadland has streets almost every single award show has been at. And so, yeah, makes sense. Second is kind of surprising with Minari with 63 wins.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that film's about. I heard it's good, but that's all I know. Number three is Soul with 60 wins, which is probably deserved.
Soul?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, it's completely deserved, but I'm surprised that it has that many nominations. It's
probably going to win some more when the Annie Awards come around.
Oh, yeah, true, true.
But most of the wins have came from Best Animated Feature, Best Score, and Best Sound. Next is Promising Young Women with 47 wins, tied for fourth with May Rainey's Black Bottom, with both having 47. May Rainey's Black Bottoms, most of the wins come from Chad Boseman as leading actor, which is deserved.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Next is six, which is kind of surprising, is Sound of Metal with 39.
That is surprising. I thought it would be a lot lower, but yeah, at six, which is well-deserved.
Well-deserved, yeah. The film came out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Lady Bird of the season. Next in sound is One Night in Miami with 36 wins. Most of them have been for Best Original Song or Best Adapted Screenplay. Oh, Best Supporting Actor. Try on Chicago 7 with 30 wins. This was the front runner for a while, and it just kind of slowed its pace a bit. Mank.
There you go.
Mank at 25 wins. And then 10th is Borat 2 with 24 wins.
Yeah.
Most of those wins have came from Best Supporting Actress. It's safe to say, I would guess like about 22 of those wins probably come from Best Supporting Actress.
Oh, yeah.
She has a good chance of winning the Oscar, which is crazy to think about. Let's move on to shocking things of the season.
Yeah, welcome.
And you feel free to add anything or feel free to butt in. First thing I have on here is no nomination for Invisible Man.
Yeah, that's some boo.
No Best Actress, no Best Visual Score, no Best Visual Effects, no Best Sound.
Nothing.
No Best Picture, nothing. That sucks. Oh, well, I guess you can't win all of them.
Yeah.
Next is another shocking thing. Andra Day, wrote a girl for Best Actress in a Drama for United States versus Billie Elliot.
Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday. Crap!
Well, so why'd you say Billie Elliot?
You know who I was thinking of for some reason?
Who?
Elliot with two T's from Drag Race.
Bruh.
okay. Billie Holiday?
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, Billie Holiday. United States versus Billie Holiday.
Before, I don't know why you're messing that up. You're always correcting me on it.
I know. I don't know why I messed it up this time. This performance is amazing. It's great. It really came out of nowhere, basically.
Oh yeah, it just came out right before like basically the due date.
Yeah, and but the thing was is that everyone was guessing either Andre Day or Zendaya were gonna get the fifth slot for almost anything, and so when Andre Day got the Golden Globe, like okay, so she's a little bit favored over Zendaya, and then she won, and then she was, they were just completely like, okay, Zendaya's completely out, Andre Day's in.
Yeah,
this is your top five.
Zendaya for that one movie on Netflix.
Yeah, Malcolm and Maria. I gotta watch it, but the scenes I've watched, it's a really great performance. Next, we have Viola Davis winning Best Actress at the SAG Awards. The main reason this comes to a surprise is because Carey Mulligan has basically been winning on the small award shows, but for some reason, she just can't win the big award shows. So hopefully that doesn't mean she won't win the Oscar, because it's a really great performance. Next, we have Rosamund Pike winning for I Care A Lot for Best Actress in a Comedy or Musical.
Okay.
Yeah, skip. Next, Sound of Metal getting nomination for at the Oscars for Best Picture.
I'm not surprised.
I am.
Look, I'm surprised, but it's well deserved. I did put Sound of Metal on my list for being nominated.
I don't think I did.
No, you didn't, because you told me I'm taking a risk. And I was like, yeah, it sounds like an interesting plot.
I think I took it. My list was Soul.
Yes. I think I put Soul as well.
Oh. But I also put One Night in Miami and May Rainey's Back Bottom, but that wasn't on there.
I know. That's kind of boo-boo.
That's boo-boo. Next, Jodie Foster winning for Best Supporting Actress at Golden Globes. This is a good time to talk about Golden Globes or weird. Golden Globes, reason why we say they're weird and they're great, it's because it's done by like a critic society. And the critics, there's only like 100 of them, I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's what they pick. It's not, the thing I like about the Oscars is that it's professionals in the business nominating who gets nominated, you know. But for some reason, it's like Golden Globes is critics, so that's why it's always so much different with the nomination.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can't really use the Golden Globes that much to base off of
the Oscars.
Max, Best Director nomination. Okay, this is the first time that a Best Director has ever had two women in the category. With Chloe Zhao and, oh gosh, I forgot that woman's name. She's the director of Promising Young Woman.
Okay.
It's probably one of those two. I don't think it's anyone, except I also directed from Minari, but besides that, it's mostly between director of Promising Young Woman and the director of Nomadland. But Chloe Zhao is probably going to take the win.
Probably.
Yep. Death Five Bloods gets only one Oscar nomination.
Oh, no. Come on. What the heck's their problem?
Yeah, no Best Director, no Best Screenplay, no Best Picture, no Best Supporting Actor, only Best Original Score.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think supporting or best actor?
Best director for Spike Lee.
Spike Lee on my list. That guy's amazing.
Yeah. Music by Sia getting two Golden Globe nominations. There's a lot of controversy around this film, so I don't want to really get into it. I just want to state that. And skip. Director of Annette Round gets a nomination for Best Director. Another Round is the film I was mentioning earlier that's submitted by either France or Spain. And the director of it got an Oscar nomination out of nowhere, which he's barely been nominated for anything else, taking Regina King's spot in Best Director for One Night in Miami.
Nah, that's tough.
Yeah. If they would have gave it to Regina King, it would have been three women nominated for Oscar for Best Director, which would have been a big deal.
Well, that guy.
Yes, it is. It is. But not saying that too. Idea, but the last one I have on the list is White Tiger getting a screenplay nomination over May Rainey's Black Bottom for Best Adapted Screenplay.
What the heck?
Yeah, I don't know what White Tiger is. It could be this amazing film no one's talking about and they get a nomination, but May Rainey's Black Bottom. Dang.
Yeah.
So we are getting towards the end. We're about to play one of our very games called Who Will Win or and Who Should Win. But before then, we are going to go on a small commercial break and we'll be back soon. So don't go away. Bye. Welcome back to Argue Myself. And we're going to pick up right where we left off. We're about to start one of our newest games on this podcast, which is called Who Will Win and Who Should Win. So we're going to go through some of our favorite categories. We're going to talk about who's most likely going to win and who should win in our personal opinions out of who was nominated.
You're built like a personal opinion. Burn.
I'm going to tell you.
Excuse me. That came out of nowhere.
Okay.
Pardon me.
You've been pardoned.
No, you.
Oh. All right. We're going to go ahead and get started with the game. Our first category is Best Picture. What?
Nothing.
Okay. The nominations are The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Mank, Minari, Nomadland, Promising Young Women, Sound of Metal, and Trial Chicago 7. Who's most likely going to win? Nomadland.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. Yeah. Other films that could possibly take the win on this? Minari or Promising Young Woman?
I was going to say Promising Young Woman, I would say, is probably the second.
And then third would be Minari.
Okay, now who do you think should win? Be honest.
I personally think Promising Young Woman should win.
Okay, yeah. Promising Young Woman sounds really good. But personal opinion, I think Promising Young Woman and Sound of Metal.
Yeah, I agree. Sound of Metal looks really good. And the clips I've seen, it looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Honorable mention to Judas and the Black Messiah.
Messiah.
Oh, my God. I can't say it.
Judas and the... No, I can't say it. Judas and the Black Messiah. It's a hard word.
It is a hard word. English isn't hard for me. I got a speech impediment. Best director. Oh, God. I'm going to start screwing up these names. I'm sorry if I say these names wrong. Thomas Vinterberg for Another Round. David Fincher, Mank. Lee Isaac Chung, Minari. I'm so sorry. Chloe Zhao, Nomadland. Ava Miranda, Funnell. Promising Young Women. This is like it's most likely going to win. Who do you think? I think Chloe Zhao for Nomadland.
Yeah.
Most likely. The only other person I could see taking this win away from her would be Amanda Funnell. I can't say names. Promising Young Woman.
Yeah, that's the only one I really think could win.
Yeah. Who do you think should win, though?
Pardon, wait.
I think Chloe Zhao should win. But I also think the director of Promising Young Woman should also win. So it's like a tie between me.
Yeah, I'd probably say the person from Nomadland.
Yeah. Next. Best actor in a leading role.
Chadwick Boseman.
Most likely to win, Chadwick Boseman. And who should win? Chadwick Boseman.
Yep.
And And I will give an honorable mention to Wiz Admin for Sound of Metal.
Oh, yeah. But he wasn't even nominated, was he?
He was nominated.
Oh, he was?
Yep. The first ever as, I'm just going to say Middle Eastern. It was very specific. So I'm just going to say Middle Eastern. I'm sorry if I get it wrong. Person. The other nominees were Anthony Hopkins for The Father, Gary Oldman for Make, and Steven Yeun for Minari.
I can see Anthony Hopkins winning.
I can see him winning, but I think it's most likely going to be Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, yeah. I think Chadwick Boseman's going to win, but I can see Anthony Hopkins also winning.
But, yeah. Maybe a tie. Can we get a tie for
one? Is that possible?
It's been done before.
Okay.
But it hasn't been done since the 50s or 60s.
So it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one.
Best actress in a leading role. Viola Davis for May Rainey's Black Bottom. Andra Day for United States versus Billie Holiday. Vanessa Kirby, Pieces of Woman. Frances McDormand, Nomadland. And Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman. Who do you think is going to win? We both have different answers.
I don't know. There's a lot. I think it's going to be the Nomad Lady.
Nomad Lady?
No, Promising Young Woman.
Carey Mulligan. Yes. Okay, you just changed it because earlier you're telling me we all do this for me.
No. That's what I think's going to win. No.
Carey Mulligan? No.
Yes, the one from Millennium Black, but I think she'll win.
Viola Davis. You think Viola Davis is going to win for May Rainey's Black Bottom?
Yes.
Okay. And for me, I think Carey Mulligan's going to win for Promising Young Women. Who do you think should win?
Viola Davis.
I think Vanessa Kirby for Pieces of a Woman. It's a really great performance. She's just been overshadowed this whole season because of everyone else's amazing performances.
Yeah.
Andra Day also needs a shout out for United States versus Billie Holiday. Really well done. She's great. Love her voice. Yeah. Next. Best actor in a supporting role. Sacha Baron Cohen for Trial of Chicago 7. Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah. Wes Moore Jr. for One Night in Miami. Paul Warwick for Sound of Metal. And Rakita Stanfield for Judas and the Black Messiah. Who will win?
Oh my lord. Daniel Kaluuya.
I agree. And who should win?
Daniel Kaluuya.
I think Daniel Kaluuya.
If not, it's Leslie Odom Jr. Yeah. Next.
I think it's between them two, but it's going to be Dan Kruger. Next. Best actress in the supporting role. Maria Bakalova for Borat 2, the subsequent movie film. Glenn Close for Hillbilly Elegy. Olivia Colman for The Father. Amanda Stanford for Mink. Who will most likely win this? This is a very hard category this year.
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
I could smell the gas coming from
you. I know.
Okay, I'm gonna say first since you're having your issues. Young Jing Yong from Minari, I think she most likely.
I'm gonna say.
But Maria Bakalova and Glenn Close also have really good
chances. I'm saying well. Glenn Close.
Just give her her Oscar. What, 7 or 8 nominations now?
You've got like 7 or 8 nominations.
I wish I was about like 7 or 8 nominations.
Don't worry, you're not back then.
And who should win?
Glenn Close.
Amanda Steinfeld for Mink. That's the woman who plays Sophie from Mamma Mia, if you didn't know that.
Oh.
Best animated feature.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I was trying to think, like, who? I was like,
Best animated feature film. Nominations are Onward, Over the Moon, Shaun the Sheep, the movie Farmageddon, Soul, Wolfwalkers.
Okay, the ones.
Who is going to win this?
Onward. No, I'm
Who's
just going
to win? Okay, I was like, Soul. John. Soul.
Yeah. Soul's going to win, and I want Soul to win.
I want Soul to win, but Onward needs an honorable mention.
No, it's fine.
Don't tell me what I can't want. I'm just kidding. Best adapted screenplays. Borat 2, the subsequent movie film. Did I say what the category was? Okay, this is best adapted screenplay. The nominations are Borat 2, the subsequent movie film, The Father, Nomadland, One Eye Miami, and White Tiger.
I think One Night Miami is going to win.
I think Nomadland.
Oh, I didn't even hear you say Nomadland.
It's going to go either way. It's been a mix of both winning the season, so it could go either way.
Oh yeah, I really don't know who's going to win that one. I think Nomadland's going to win, and I think but I want One Night Miami to win.
That's exactly how I feel. I think Nomadland will most likely win, and I think One Night Miami should win. Best original screenplay. Nominations are Judas and the Black
Messiah,
Manowi, Promising Young Women, Sound of Metal, and Trial Chicago
7. This is what
7.
Category?
Best original screenplay. Most okay. This is the hard one. For most likely to win, you can honestly say all five of these have a good chance. But if I name it down to like a top two, Promising Young Women, Trial Chicago 7. But I think Promising Young Women is going to take the win.
I can see Promising Young Women taking it. I think it's going to win. But I want, oh my lord. Black Messiah, the Black Messiah.
You good?
I forgot the beginning part of it. Judas. Judas.
And Judas the and the Black Messiah. I want that one to win. Promising Woman and Sound.
Yeah, Sound Mode too. This is a good one.
Yeah. Best original score.
Doesn't matter. Soul.
Yeah, so we'll win, should win. I'm just going to say the nomination so they feel like they have a chance. The Five Bloods. Mank, Minari, News of the World, and so. So is going to win, should win.
Yep.
Take the win. Take the win. Yep. Best Cinematography. Nominations are Judas and the Black Messiah, Mank, News of the World, and Nomadland. Oh, and Trial Chicago 7, my bad. I think most likely to win, who do you think? I want to see.
I want to hear you.
I want to hear you. Okay, I'll go. Nomadland. I think Nomadland's going to take the win on this. If not, I don't make a new.
Sorry, I was getting a phone call, so I couldn't hear what you were saying. Hopefully, it's not important.
Call two.
From
that person.
Okay.
Hopefully, they didn't call back. Okay. Hopefully, it's group audio.
Yeah, okay. I sound like it did.
I hope it didn't. Best cinematography. I think Nomadland is most likely going to take this win.
I think so too.
Yeah, and I think it should win. Next. Oh, what do you say? Who should win?
Nomadland.
Okay. Best visual effects. Nominations are 11 Monsters, Midnight Sky, Mulan, and Tenet. Most likely to win Tenet. Who should win? None of them. It was a win.
Yes. No. Loving Monsters. That's fine.
I'm so like happy that I got a nomination.
It looks good.
I think it's on Netflix.
It's on our Vudu account.
Oh, okay. We can just watch them.
Yeah. It's like, it looks good, like the monsters do.
I'm just shocked that he got a nomination. I'm still shocked the Invisible Man got a nomination.
It's horse pucky.
Yes, agreed. We're going to move on to our last segment of this episode. The snubs of the Oscars.
Like, of this year?
Of this year.
Okay, I was about to say, we're talking about past years. James McAvoy's on top.
Well, that's going to be a Netto episode when we get very close to the Oscars.
Okay, sounds good to me. Okay, snubs of the year. The Five Bloods for everything.
No. Everything. Invisible Man for everything. Best Picture, May Rainey, Black Bottom, and One Night
and Soul.
And Soul.
Actually, no, I was about to say Jamie Foxx getting Best Actor, but I don't know. I personally think he should have been nominated for Best Actor, and that was my call from like the beginning of the year.
I think Tina Fey did a better job than Jamie Foxx.
Really? Also, yes. You can't have opinions. That's fine.
That's why it's called arguing myself, because I don't like you. There's been a lot of crying this episode. Okay. Best director. There's two big snubs in Best Director. Aaron Sorkin for Trial of Chicago
7. And Spike Lee.
Oh, that's okay. That's three of them. Spike Lee and Regina King. Another, the Five Bloods nomination I want to talk about is Daroid Window not getting an Oscar nomination for one of the best performances of the decade. It's only been a year. It's only been 2 years.
Calm down.
That was such a great performance.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it, but I want to watch it. And I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah. And I'm just going to state a couple films that were completely snubs in general. And we could say, you probably don't know most of these all, but I'm just going to say them anyway so people don't get upset. Thinking of Anything, it's a Netflix film. It's really sad. It's really good. Never Really, Sometimes, Always. That's a mouthful. Did you hear that? Never Really, Sometimes, Always.
Interesting.
No commas.
No commas. It's kind of like that one movie with Jim Carrey.
That's what.
The one's like the sunrise something.
Turn of Sunrise, The Spotless Mind, something like that. Turn of Sunshine and The Spotless Mind, I want to say. Palm Swingers. Do you know what that one is? With Andy Samberg?
Is it the one the guy got shot by like an arrow or something? Yeah. He was like, I don't remember what was happening, but he just gets shot in the air on the shot in the back by an arrow, and that's so natural.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. And then the next one I have is The Prom.
Yeah.
You can hate me if you want. I think it should have been nominated for something. Should have had, I think, a Best Supporting Actor nomination.
For who? Say it. Say it proudly.
What's his name? What's that actor's name?
James.
Oh, you talk. You talk what? Not James Corden.
Really?
He should have been nominated for Best Actor.
Okay.
I think he does a great performance in it.
Oh, he's one of the guys who does Love That Neighbor? Oh, yeah, yes. I don't know his name, but that song, Love Thy Neighbor, trumps them all.
But I do truly believe James Corden should have had a Best Actor nomination.
Oh, yeah, me too. And the guy who sings Love Thy Neighbor. Everybody else?
Andrew Reynolds, you know, that's his name.
Michael Key. Pretty good. Not an Oscar nomination, but I think he was pretty good.
I thought Andrew DeBose's Alyssa was pretty good.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep was fine. Yeah. But production design, best costume makeup design.
Does original song, does that count? Because technically it's been out
For it only count for the end credit song. That's it.
Only count for the what?
End credit song.
That's boo-boo.
That's it. Yeah. Best cinematography. I thought the cinematography was good.
It's okay.
Anything else? Any other movies, John, that came out this year that you thought should have had an Oscar nomination? I really think that's it. I think everything that deserved to get nominated got nominated. The list was very small of things that should have been nominated, that didn't get nominated, which was the main film I was upset about was The Invisible Man, but you can't win them on, I guess. Oh, where was my Sonic the Hedgehog for best
visual effects? I know. Effects?
I just thought of that. That film changed for the fans, and we didn't give it credit. Instead, we nominated freaking one owing Ivan, Mulan, and Love and Monsters. No offense to Love and Monsters, but
oh yeah.
Well, I think that's the end of this episode.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say? Any last remarks? Anything?
Sorry we've been gone for so long.
Oh, yeah. It'd be busy. Getting towards the end of the year.
Yeah. I'm finally finished wrestling season. I just competed for nationals. So I've been el busyo.
We just got done with one of our main grading periods. I just got done with state for mock trial. Got done with my swim season. Great. We're about to hit big testing season in about 20 days.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy to think about. So videos may be spot. We're going to try to get videos once a week again. We'll try our hardest. I know I'm not sure about next week, but the week... We're going to try to do another Oscar one about the biggest snubs, and that's going to be one of our favorite ones, I think. There's a lot of talk about that one. James McAvoy.
Don't even get me started on that.
We're just hold it in the bottle. We're waiting to talk about it. We can have your 10-minute tangent about it.
Bro, I can go on forever about James McAvoy.
We should do a whole episode. These people are but beep beep. That's great. Okay, well, we hope you guys have a good week. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I thank you guys for being patient for waiting for us. And we hope you guys have a good week.
Yep. Adios. Bye. Mwah. Mwah.